This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
9 o'clock. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass and Luke Sloan on the updates. Luke was 7 years old the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. We'll get to it at 9:35. It's been a huge part of the show today. Snapping that streak, taking a deep breath, grabbing control of the series. The Knicks are in trouble. But John, I know that wasn't your focus last night.
No, my focus was on our baseball team.
This guy.
Well, it started before the Pistons did, so I had a chance to watch them before that, and it was a roller coaster. Hey, they came out swinging in the first, but so did the Padres. The Padres coming into the game had the best record in Major League Baseball. Cater Montero, both of the first two innings, put guys on base, whether it was walks or hit batters, and it just felt like the Tigers' bats were going to do enough. But was Cater Montero going to be good enough? Ultimately, he was. There was some angst at the beginning. What I really liked about last night had nothing to do with the plate. Okay. It was Jace Young at third base. He made four plays that you can look at and say, maybe Javi makes one or two of them. But we saw the other night, the throw to first base was challenging.
Yeah.
It made it an adventure. Jace Young, by fielding some very difficult hits to third base, and they were mid-level hops, they were balls that were spinning, getting him out of his glove, first fielding him, getting him out of his glove, firing bullets over to Spencer Torkelson, and then doing all the little things, backing up a second baseman when there's a ball that's thrown from right field, it's not there, all of a sudden he picks it up. One of the San Diego runners is trying to take an extra base, and he guns him down at second base. Like, doing all the little things.
But you were geeking out with this.
This
is great.
It was so much fun to watch. And honestly, San Diego, they did the little things right, too. They just didn't hit as well as opportunistically as the Tigers did.
Yeah, the Jace Young call-up was interesting, because when we heard that he was going to be here, your thought is, oh, no, Kerry Carpenter's going to be gone for a while.
Yes.
And the good news is he's not on the injured list. They're going to give him a couple days with his hammy, and hopefully he doesn't have to miss any more time than that.
Yeah, just a cramp.
They sent down Ryan Kreidler.
Not surprising.
Guy was batting 105 with zero extra base hits. It never made sense. If Javi can play center, why would Kreidler be here? Kreidler, in theory, is this shortstop that can play all over the field. Isn't that supposed to be Javi's thing? Do I need two Javis?
No, we only need one Javier.
Right. So I've got that guy, and he played center field, and if he can play center and Riley can play center and you're just waiting for Vierling and Meadows, I don't need Ryan Kreidler to play any games ever for this baseball team. And with Jace Young, a little power in AAA, got his feet under him, give him a shot at third. We're 100 days out from the trade deadline. See what we've got at some of these spots before we get to that point. Because then this team can ramp up from AL contender to more. Right.
Yeah, and Jace Young wasn't great at the plate, other than the fact that he did gain two walks.
Two walks.
The other times that he no strikeouts. is what I liked. You know, his
not trying
pitch
to do
selection,
too much. Yeah.
Scored a run, but it was his defense that was just. It felt like, wow, we finally have a third baseman. And we'll see what he does, you know, in the coming days, and hopefully he gets the bat up and going. But the trade off of you're not losing anything with the bat.
Right.
Maybe you'll gain something, but in the field, you definitely gain with having Jace Young securing that third base role.
When Jace Young hits his first double, he will have more extra base hits than Ryan Kreidler.
Right.
You're not losing anything at the plate with him up on this team.
Yeah, and you know, I know Torque hit a bomb to center that was knocked down by the wind and, you know, didn't get a home run, but he did get a base hit. It was a single, and it was six games in a row, six-game hit streak for Torque. So it feels like now that they are, 23 games into the season, starting to gain some confidence that it's real for Spencer Torkelson.
Absolutely. Significance in beating the Padres. Both teams threw out just kind of a sixth starter. I mean, both teams were just throwing out guys that you could have success against. Tonight, you get a better pitching matchup. Pivetta against Flaherty.
And Flaherty's going to have to be an innings eater. That's not the definition of Jack Flaherty, but because they have taxed the bullpen over the past five or six games, they're going to need to get six innings out of him. And they need to be six good innings because this is a tough lineup for the Padres. And that's why I was excited about it, is because you've got, you know, Tatis Jr. leading things off. Sheets has been hitting the hell out of the ball, their first baseman. Machado is at third. Bogarts, cleanup. Like, it's a tough lineup. And I thought Montero obviously did enough last night. Keep his head above water, get him to the fifth inning, and then the bullpen got him out of it.
This start's been ideal, right? I mean, they're in a position now after taking game one to take the series with the Padres. They have the best record in the American League. They have a chance to topple the team with the best record in all of baseball. This team's not 100%. This team's still figuring it out. I mean, Jace Young is still going to be a wait and see at third base here. That's a position that they haven't stabilized for a couple years. Center field injuries. But, John, I look at this team, and I don't know that they have a glaring weakness right now. I kind of threw out casually, we're 100 days from the trade deadline. We'll see how Jace Young does at third, and we'll see who comes back healthy in the outfield. But pitching is not a need for this team. They've got four horses and maybe five. They're already managing the workload by throwing Montero up here and there to give them a little bit of a breather and some space. They don't have this glaring need right now. They're a definitive playoff contender, division contender, pennant contender.
Yeah.
They don't have a clear need right now. They've got a robust farm system. Like, this is cleared for takeoff. The runway's there.
And it feels like there's only been maybe less than a handful of games where the bats went dead. And it was those two of the games against Milwaukee, the final two games. So they took game one. It was 9-1. It was a Skubal start. They lost those two final games. They've lost that series, and they lost the series against the Dodgers. Everyone else, they've taken those series. It's been against Seattle. And, okay, yeah, they swept Chicago. But it was the New York Mighty Yankees. And now you're looking at going to Minnesota, getting a series win, Kansas City taking three of four. And now with the best team, with the best record in baseball coming to town, and they take the first game.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. We are going to get back into the Pistons coming up at 9:35. And whether or not that win won you over, if you believed they were winning the series, you got what you needed. If you were on the fence, I think you got what you needed. But we'll hash that out with you guys. 248-539-9797. How about Zach McKinstry? Quick note on him. Guy's batting number two in the lineup. He's hit third in the lineup. Multi-hit day yesterday.
Hey, again, it's the surprise of McKinstry. It's the surprise of Spencer Torkelson. It's the surprise of Javier Baez.
But there's a reason why I brought up Zach McKinstry. I was trying to lead you somewhere.
Oh,
we've got some audio.
Did I miss something?
We got some audio from Zach McKinstry.
Oh, okay.
Rieger asked him a question that was very personal to this show.
Oh,
we'll play that audio coming up next. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, Heather here. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, right? Especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got big news for you and your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years because at Verizon, they got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach McKinstry.
Uh-huh. He's on fire.
Betting the meat of the order, too.
Uh-huh. That's AJ's. What did he say? It's hard to give him a day off because he just keeps producing.
3 for 4. He's hitting 314. Crushing it. Had a walk on the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Rieger goes to a lot of these Tigers games to get a sound afterwards. And he was talking to Zach McKinstry. He was doing media. And it came up that Zach went to CMU.
Oh, okay.
So Jeff Rieger asked him a series of questions that this show might find interesting. There you have it.
If you asked him, hey, does Central have a hockey team? Would he know the answer?
Seems like he's pretty in tune with the athletic department.
With the athletic department, the university?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a mutual thing. We're proud of him. And he's proud of us and all that good stuff.
He didn't seem to have the same animosity or disdain that you seem to be carrying around on a daily basis.
I was a little disappointed in his answer. I think he played it safe, though. Right? He's like, no, I wouldn't root against them.
But he's no politician.
That's a little bit of a politician's answer. Better ball player than politician.
Sorry, I don't mean to be laughing. I'm not laughing at you.
It's just frightening to see a man on stilts.
Yes, walking behind you.
Doing?
Yes. He's
fixing
changing light bulbs.
Okay. Oh, is that what he's doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are looking behind me. I'm like, did I say something wrong?
No, it's just you.
It is just me. Yes, and that man is on stilts.
Yeah, just walking around. Anyway.
All good.
Yeah, I just don't feel the same disdain for the Broncos from Zach McKinstry that I sense that you have.
Just a little disappointed in the answer. Not disappointed in how he's playing, just disappointed in the answer. I wish you would have been like, yeah, I hate that they won. I hate them in every sport they play. All right, moving on. We don't need to dwell on this anymore. 248-539-9797. We were talking about the Tigers beating the Padres and how important this series is and what's ahead here.
Yeah, I mean, if they can win a series against the Padres, they took game one. Now we'll have Flaherty on the mound. We'll see Reese Olson on Wednesday. Nothing says they can't take the series, and nothing says that they can't beat a really good baseball team. Because that's what's – and I know San Diego's beat up, but you know what? The Tigers have been beat up since the start of the season. They've found ways to still be productive at the plate. They found ways to mix and match and put people in the field. Now we've got Jace Young up. I'm excited. I'm even more excited the further down we go. Because what did we ask the question, what was it on Friday? Or maybe it was even Thursday. Because we spent most of Friday talking about the Pistons in the playoff game. They had a 10-game home stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me some silly scenario.
I was like, would you take 500, 5-5 in the 10-game stretch?
I said no, because I expect more.
And to be clear, the question was asked following back-to-back losses where they'd only scored one run. It was, would you just stabilize? And you said, no.
No. I want more. And what are they in the first five games?
4-1.
Mm.
I think they're going to win more than one the rest of the way here.
I do believe they will, Mr. Costa.
Ticket Texter says, it's crazy we can just throw Montero out there as a sixth starter to give everybody else a breather and keep him fresh for 162. If Cobb can come back out, it gives us even more down the stretch. Crazy how this has come together perfectly so early on.
It'll be interesting to see what they do when Cobb is deemed healthy. How do they work him into the rotation? Because is there a guy in that rotation right now? And let's leave Montero out of it. But in that first five where you're like, okay, well, he needs a break or he needs work down at AAA.
No one needs a break. Now, if you want to skip a Job start here or there late in the season because he's a young arm, okay. But that doesn't mean you're carrying a six-man rotation. There's still going to be some juggling. It's a good problem to have because, John, I hate to tell people, and I'll knock on wood, someone could get hurt from this rotation at some point this
season.
Somebody's
going to miss a couple of starts.
Yeah, blister on a finger. Doesn't have to be anything
right.
Super terrible.
Trip on a dog.
Baseball injuries are weird. Don't rule it out. Another ticket texter says, I still laugh out loud when I hear Javier Baez, Steve, on his way into work.
Yep.
And says, I don't think you guys quite understand how big a deal this is going to be when they get Parker Meadows back. He is the key to this team. Every successful baseball team has great defense up the middle, from catcher to shortstop to center. He will make life a hell of a lot better for Green and Carpenter in the outfield. That's AP and Flushing.
I know that's been something that Tom has harped on since last year. And you go back and you look at the games that he played in and their record last year, and it was a stark difference how much better they were with Parker Meadows in center field versus Parker Meadows in AAA. And so, I think that's a huge thing. Getting Vierling back, adding another bat to this lineup. Now, I don't know how long it takes him to get back up to speed. I know that he's been cleared to throw, return to duties, activities.
Well, we got AJ on tomorrow. We can ask him about it, get an update. But it's a fun problem to have when these guys get back. So when Parker Meadows comes up, who goes down? Malloy, probably.
Probably.
When Vierling comes up, who goes down? Andy Ibañez? I don't know. See, this is a good problem to have.
Right.
Hey, you're going to DFA Kenta Maeda. I mean, come on, guys.
No. Don't say come on, guys. Say come on, Jim.
It'll be pitcher for pitcher. When they get Cobb back or they get some of these bullpen arms ready, then yeah, Maeda will be done.
You see that text that just came in that you're zesty today?
Zesty? Yes. What does that mean?
I don't know. But the person said I love it.
Okay.
Oh, it's just zesty. It's like some orange peel.
Well, there is a salad dressing that's called like zesty Italian.
Oh, put that on your bolognese?
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
What do we got? Let's do it. I am on. I was like, I can't even hear myself. Is my mic on? Dallas Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison had a news conference on Monday, and he admitted something pretty big. He said he didn't realize how important Luka Doncic was to the fan base.
What?
He didn't know fans would react as strongly as they did to the trade.
He had no idea that he was that important to that fan base.
Apparently not.
He took them to the NBA Finals last year.
Do you see, he was also asked why he hasn't been fired yet?
Yes.
Well, the question was asked much nicer. It was, fans have been chanting this. This is something we can't relate to. Why do you, what's your response to it? And he didn't have a great answer.
No. I mean, there's no great answer to that question.
He points out some of the injuries. It's like you traded for street clothes. You traded for a player whose nickname is street clothes. Yeah, fire and move on.
Yeah. Former NFL wide receiver Justin Blackmon was arrested in Oklahoma early Saturday morning and charged with public intoxication. This is a really sad story. When I started reading, I knew nothing about this guy, right? So I've read into it, but it's really sad. So 35 years old, he was the former number 5 overall pick by the Jaguars in 2012. But he appeared unrecognizable in this mugshot, stunned fans online, right? According to reports, he was unsteady on his feet, reeked of alcohol. He was wearing wet clothing. It was also reported that officers couldn't fit him in their patrol vehicle because of his size.
Oh, boy.
So they had to request a larger vehicle. But a lot of people were stunned by his overall appearance. Is what really made headlines. But now reading about why his career kind of didn't
derailed.
Go. Yeah, because of these arrests for alcohol and drug-related incidents. So very sad. I mean, young guy, right? 35 years old.
Right. Did not look 35 anymore.
No.
I mean, yeah. And it is a stark difference from the one that took the stage, drafted number 5 overall, versus where he is now.
So good in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sad.
And it's all come downhill.
We've all seen some individuals who have not aged particularly well that we either went to high school with. There are guys that I played with that have shown up at reunions. So I'm like, wait a second, who are you?
Anyway. It's sad though. It's sad because likely it is the alcohol issues, drug issues he has. A Delta plane headed to Atlanta caught fire just before takeoff on Monday. Did you see photos of this?
Yeah.
Forcing the nearly 300 passengers to evacuate. The plane was actually pushing back from the gate when its engine erupted into flames right there on the tarmac. So passengers had to evacuate using the emergency slides. That would have been quite a
I wouldn't
day,
want to
right?
do it in a situation like that, but I've kind of always wondered what it would be like to slide down one of those slides.
I mean, if it was not an emergency, it'd be pretty fun. I would imagine an inflatable slide is always fun, but not when there's a fire or an emergency situation. Delta did say that the fire was contained. It was extinguished and all the passengers got booked onto a different plane for a different flight.
Do you go on a different plane at that point? Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to take a day.
A Michigan man who became stuck up to his waist in quicksand on a Lake Michigan beach emerged, thankfully, without any injuries and a new girlfriend.
Oh,
which is pretty cool. So two people, this man, Mitch O'Brien, and another friend, a coworker, Brianna Psycho, were from Traverse City. And they're looking for
Psycho.
Psycho. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
That might be a tough sell.
Maybe Psycho, whatever. Her name's Brianna. And they were searching for stones on Reynolds Street's beach. And all of a sudden, the guy took like a wrong step and he just sink right into the sand.
Yeah.
And he was stuck, couldn't move. Like his legs were, he was just stuck there, couldn't move. So they both got on the phone and called 911 and they both made it through the line at the exact same time. And it was then that they realized, you know what? I really like this girl. And he was like, you know what? I think my girlfriend is calling on the other line. And at the exact same moment, she said, I think my boyfriend is calling on the other line too. And they solidified their relationship right there in quicksand. They knew they were more than friends and coworkers. They, in fact, wanted to date. They were, like, pursuing a relationship, right?
Right,
but had not made anything official. So there you go. And he's fine. He was rescued. Yada, yada.
Nothing like shared trauma to bring people together.
Yada, yada.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. Finally, a guy in Michigan, Van Buren County, won $1 million in a scratch-off lottery ticket, which is pretty cool, right? But he was so nervous that he was going to lose the ticket that he decided he'd put it in a jar and bury it in his backyard for safekeeping.
That's not the first place I think I would store $1 million lottery ticket,
not
a safe.
Sure, that's a better option. Even a drawer. I mean, somewhere that you know where it's going to be located. But that was his best option, apparently.
I take it right away and cash the ticket.
I've never won the lottery. How long do you have to wait? Can't you just go get the money?
Yeah. I think so. The whole story is pretty great because he wanted a different ticket at the gas station. The clerk said, gave him the wrong ticket. And he's like, I'll just keep that one. Scratched off, won $1 million, and then buried his winnings. But he did go and claim his prize, so I don't know how long it was buried.
I guess it worked.
It worked for him.
It's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, it's working for the Pistons. Knicks are in trouble. It's 97.1.
Hey, we just had a story about somebody's lawn looking like $1 million, or at least having $1 million buried under it.
Yeah.
You want your lawn to look like $1 million, you want to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. 888-GET-GREEN, or you can find more information on the web at naturallaylawn.com. Right now, if you purchase a full lawn program, you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. And warmer weather is on its way. It's going to warm up again today and tomorrow. It brings weeds. Dandelions are one of those weeds you don't want to see in your lawn, especially if they go to seed. They're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. Stop dandelions before that happens. And that's what Natural Way Lawn Tree Service can do for you. They can also, it's not too late to treat for crabgrass. You want a great lawn? You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call. They've been locally owned and operated for over 35 years. They're involved in a number of local charities. It's a great local company. Keep your money local. 888-GET-GREEN is the phone number. NaturalWayLawn.com on the web. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green. Stay green with Natural Way. exhale.
Got the blood pumping. Pistons in a tense fourth quarter last night. Pulled it out. Grabbed control of the series. Answered some questions. And they've been the better team through two games. Come back to Detroit on Thursday night. Knicks are in trouble. John, we'll open up the lines. We want to hear from Pistons fans. Did they win you over? Do you think they win the series now? We've got some Tom Thibodeau audio that is embarrassing. What else? And it's more embarrassing than what's on top of his head. We'll get to it. Tom has a list of things that were true the last time the Pistons won a playoff game.
Oh.
So we got to go back 17 years. I was 15, could not drive. You were still a professional football player in Washington.
Yes, I was, what, 32 and only two kids.
Only two kids.
Yeah.
And as somebody pointed out earlier in the show, Rich Rod became the head coach of Michigan.
Is that one of the 13?
No, that's not.
Okay.
No, very dark times. Yes, I hated it from day one.
Yes.
All right, first one. Katy Perry became a worldwide pop star with her first big hit, I Kissed a Girl.
Now she's in space.
She liked it.
Yes.
She did.
The Red Wings won Detroit's last professional championship.
Oh, hey.
Okay. All right. It's been 17 years. Been a long road.
Painful.
This one. Sarah Palin came to national prominence.
Oh.
She was a nobody.
She could see Russia from her backyard.
From her back porch.
Yeah. She hosted SNL, I think. Didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, sounds right.
She got eventually got with Glenn Rice. I think that was before 2008, though. Remember? That story still is like, that's true. Dan Orlovsky ran out of the back of the end zone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that was 0-16. 0-16
Lions, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was...
He still has to live
the
down.
Maybe the biggest blooper in this century in sports. Maybe ever.
Yeah.
All right, obviously, the dark one would be great. The Great Recession and mortgage crisis happened, virtually affected everybody.
Yep.
I mean, that was... Do you remember how impactful that was?
Yeah. This is what happens when the Pistons win a playoff game. We go through an economic downturn.
Yeah, you went there, not me.
Okay.
Tariffs. Heath Ledger died. The Dark Knight debuted later that year.
17 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people think the role he was so immersed in it actually led him to doing some things and stuff. Yes.
That's dark, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, this one, I think... I'm not going to say what I think.
Oh, okay.
Bernie Madoff was arrested for masterminding the largest Ponzi scheme ever. Other than murderers and killers and rapists and all that type of stuff, maybe the worst human being ever.
Yes. Yes.
Excluding quite a few awful people, sure.
Tiger Woods won his 14th major. He would not win another one in 2019. Nobody thought that at the time.
Right. Was this before the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, everything went downward. You can track a lot of this, the things going downward, or there was a different...
Was before his addiction?
That was Thanksgiving of 2019 when he got addicted to sex.
Yeah.
And got hit by a 9-iron. Joe the Plumber came from nobody to somebody.
Joe the Plumber.
Remember him?
Yeah. Yep.
Part of the 2008 presidential election campaign. The New York Giants defeated the undefeated Patriots. One of the biggest sporting events probably ever. Biggest upsets.
Tyree.
2008 was the first time 4-1 seeds made the Final Four.
Full circle.
Oh. With the Pistons again with the recession.
Life is cyclical.
The only thing that hasn't happened officially yet is the recession. All right, Breaking Bad premiered. I didn't think it was that long ago.
Me neither.
But a dawn of television.
Great
different,
TV.
Yeah. I mean, that...
And, still haven't watched
it. I mean, think about it. Think
what?
About the premise behind that show is just unbelievable.
Right, guy gets cancer, and the only way he can make money in his mind is to make meth and sell meth.
Yeah.
John, and you've never seen this?
No, I've seen a couple of the early episodes, but no, I never got into it.
Heisenberg.
And finally, which I think... is electric, maybe most dominating sports thing I've ever witnessed. And I am not a swimming guy, but Michael Phelps won the 8 gold medals, 7 of them breaking records.
Is that Beijing?
Yes. Yeah. And I got goosebumps when he broke the record on the last one. And that was as electric as it gets. And I think it might've been Dan Hicks that was doing a play by play for NBC. He did some football back in the day with them, golf and stuff, but yeah. So that's the list.
That was 2008.
And there's a lot more, too, but we got to be short here.
But yeah, and we were asking people early in the show, and we'll take those phone calls all throughout the day today, like how much of your life has changed? I mean, I couldn't drive a car. Now I have a mortgage. John, you have three more children. You've changed careers. I mean, yes. A lot has happened. Heather, you were talking about you.
Oh, I mean, everyone's life has changed in 17 years, right? Oh, yeah. I'm 23 years old. My life was all ahead of me. I was teaching at the time.
People point out kids that have been born and are now going to college. Wow. I mean, 17 years. I mean, kids were one and now they're going to college.
Heather thought she liked kids.
Yeah.
Started hating kids.
You're right.
And now has liked kids again.
Has a couple of her own.
Full circle. You're right. Totally right. It's just other people's kids. They're still growing on me.
Now Jim is the one who hates kids.
Just imagine what 17 years is going to bring for him.
Don't do this. 248-539-9797. All right, the actual basketball of it all, John. We have Tom Thibodeau audio, and I think this is absolutely embarrassing for him to complain about officiating. But Tom, go ahead, let people know. The nerve of someone who coaches Jalen Brunson to complain about how a game is officiated. Are you freaking kidding me? You know why Cade gets calls? Because he goes to the hoop looking to shoot. Jalen Brunson looks for a foul when someone breathes near him. You want to know what the foul disparity was? Cade shot 12, Brunson shot 11. You know how many fouls the Pistons committed? Two more than the New York Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
He's fixated on free throw attempts. He's wrong about if he has any gripes with the way that game was officiated. His team was getting calls late to help them claw back into the game. And the Pistons were able to hold on and get it done.
It's a guy that's trying to say something to the NBA, say something to the officials so that they change the way that they're officials. They can get some type of advantage
moving forward,
which if the NBA changes anything, it should simply be, we're not going to continue to allow Jalen Brunson to get cheap fouls.
Some of this is like, okay, it's the rules and he's going to play within the rules, but the rules are stupid. Because if I'm a Star Thompson, what am I supposed to do? He's hooking my arm. He's falling. He's jumping into me and I'm picking up. That's three different foul calls on a Star Thompson. And Brunson knows what he's doing because as soon as he hits the deck, he holds up six fingers.
Yeah.
I got him. I got him. I made him foul out. You're right, Johnny. He has a punchable face. And someone pointed out his hair is like kind of like the Predator. Nobody likes him.
I made that comment to Lisa last night.
Nobody likes him.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just us, by the way, Pistons fans. If you're a basketball fan, you cannot respect the way that Jalen Brunson plays the game.
No, we talk about players like that all the time that play the game that way. It's part of why people turn off the NBA. It's watching things like that and moments like that that cheapens games. It ruins games. It's not visually aesthetic. It's boring to watch. It angers you. I mean, New York fans, they kind of have to like him because he's one of those guys that if he plays for your team and he's getting the calls for your team and he's making buckets for your team, you're like, okay, I can accept it. But as soon as he's on somebody else's team, you can't stand the guy.
Ticket Textures with their takeaways says, Jalen Brunson was unbearable to watch. He acts like a Euro soccer player. He spent half the game sitting on the court whining.
Mm-hmm.
JB Bickerstaff won that game with subbing the right players, taking the pressure off Cade, letting Schroeder take some of the burden, coach of the year stuff.
Yeah.
It can't just be Cade for 42 minutes. Schroeder was very, very good helping them out down the stretch, bringing the ball up, hit the big three in the game. And Bickerstaff's doing it right. Ticket Texter says, besides being a scumbag and looking to seek and draw fouls, Brunson and his predator haircut looks like he smells as well. I'm a huge Piston fan, and I have been for a lot longer than the people who've called in today. I had season tickets going back to the going to work Pistons in the early 2000s. Everybody calling in and acting like we just won the series. We've won one game, and I know we can win the series, but let's temper expectations. And as John says, let it play out. But hold on. If you thought they were winning the series before last night, how are you supposed to react today? You saw proof positive that they are not intimidated by the Knicks, that they have led this series for 7 of the 8 quarters. The Knicks didn't lead at any point in the second half last night. What's the takeaway supposed to be? Golly gee, I hope they win. I'm watching them win. They're coming home to win.
Yeah. And now that's the thing, is you've taken back home court advantage. You're coming home. Series is tied 1-1. You got a couple of games at home, and it's the opportunity to continue to grow as a young team, to capitalize on what we saw Saturday night, three quarters of good basketball and one disaster. And then we saw four quarters on Monday night of really good basketball, which resulted in a win. Now, can you keep that momentum knowing that you're going to have the confidence, hey, we got that monkey off our back. We got our first playoff win. Now we're coming home to the LCA. It's in front of our fans, and we're going to take the floor. You used the term loose earlier, and maybe that is some people's perspective. I don't know that they're going to take the floor loose, but I do think that they're going to take it with a certain confidence, with a certain swagger, knowing that they've already got that first win.
Well, a weight is lifted is the way I look at it. They had an 8-point lead in game one, and they did not look ready for the moment. 8-point lead in game two, ready for the moment, found a way, gutted it out on a day where they didn't shoot well, without Isaiah Stewart, with Thompson fouled out, they won the game. John, this is an unbelievable ticket text. Oh. Tom in Flat Rock, a regular listener and texter of the show, says, you're not going to believe this research. In 2008, the last year the Pistons won a playoff game, Wally Bronner passed away. You may know him as the man who founded Bronner's.
Great research there.
How about that?
Thank you, Tom.
Full circle moment. Incredible. It's 97-1.
Hey, if you woke up this morning, you're getting dressed for work, you don't like how you fit in your clothes, you look in the mirror and you're like, just not happy with yourself, not comfortable, and you certainly shy away from pictures, got to get in touch with Ideal You. You can do it on the web at idealyou.us. Now picture yourself waking up in 40 days, 40 pounds lighter. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days and I did it with Ideal You. Book today and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. In that consultation, other than the free body composition analysis, you're going to find out what your body's made of and you're going to put together a plan with your weight loss coach that's going to be successful. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies. It works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures again, especially as we get closer to summer. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
We'll get to Carson Anderson here in a few minutes. Ticket Texter nails it. Says Jalen Brunson is a little bee holding six fingers, celebrating Asar Thompson getting tossed. Yeah, it's like the little whiny kid in the neighborhood. I gotcha. You weren't looking to shoot. You were just looking to be a nuisance. Nobody respects you. Nobody respects when you play the game that way. Ticket Texter says Brunson is to the NBA what Brad Marchand is to the NHL. Unbearable. I like that comp.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's shout out Reed. He played huge minutes in Beef Stew's absence. Got to give him some love today, Corey in Detroit. I think he only played 11 minutes, but he was really strong on defense. Couple turnovers, couple shots missed at the rim, but a guy who stepped up and played when they needed him to play and give him some decent energy.
Yeah.
Give Duren a little bit of a breather, who played a lot. Duren stepped up, but he doesn't have a game like that if you don't have Reed to give him a breather. You guys are great. Brunson goes to the locker room for whatever reason. John's right. He's the reason the NBA's terrible. Can they start calling flops?
I mean, they can. They could. They'll have to. It's not going to do anything in the playoffs this year. They could legislate that, but I mean, they won't do that till LeBron leaves.
I think actually Harden was a bigger culprit of it at his peak than even LeBron was. But we've seen these guys just take advantage of the rules so much now that, like, Jalen Brunson is incentivized to do this. He's an undersized guard. So he's going to take any little trick that he can to score points. And it's on the league for allowing it more than it is really even him for exploiting the rule. I mean, I didn't like when Harden did it. I don't think anybody likes it when LeBron does it.
No.
The league allows it.
During the regular season, it's funny.
Sure.
In the postseason, it's annoying. And if it costs you games, now it becomes a completely different issue.
Could you imagine they lose the game last night? We'd be talking about how they melted down and gave up an 8-point lead, but we'd also be putting a lot of it on the way that game was officiated. And instead, because the Pistons found a way,
yeah,
we can just make fun of it and go back home all tied up.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do. All tied up. And hey, let's take a look and see what the LCA is going to be like on Thursday night. I can't wait. I'm so excited to see what that environment's going to be like.
We bring back Final Countdown. Bring back Thundersticks.
Oh, come on, let them be themselves. No, we're not calling. What was the one ticket texture that worked in going to work and bad boys
and some kind of Mad Libs combo?
Let them be themselves. I'm tired of that.
I do like the back to work Pistons. They came up with that. That's on their warm up shirts. It's an homage, obviously, everybody knows, to the going to work Pistons, but it symbolizes, hey, it's been a minute. We're back.
Also symbolizes that they play a different brand of baseball than the rest of the NBA.
Basketball,
which they did for what's that?
Basketball, too.
What did I say?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Still got baseball.
They play a different brand of baseball than anybody.
Yes.
I've not seen a baseball team play that way all season.
Yeah. Be careful, buddy.
248-539-9797. It does. It symbolizes the way this team goes about their business. Workmanlike.
It is. And again, it is different than every team in the NBA and Major League Baseball.
Headlines, 248-539-9797. Cade Cunningham, 33 points. Aggressive from the jump. 12 rebounds. Got to the free throw line. Couple steals. Couple assists.
What we saw from this team was certain growth from Saturday night to Monday night. It was Cade Cunningham going out from the very beginning and taking control of this game. And then understanding and releasing some of that control to guys like Dennis Schroeder and Tobias Harris, guys that stepped up and played well. Jalen Duren going into this game, knowing that his minutes were going to go way up.
Yep.
Isaiah Stewart was unavailable. We don't know if he'll be available on Thursday. Had to play big, and he came up big.